Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, March 18th. Tesla has released a new mobile app update that gives owners better insights into their vehicle's battery pack and some other things. When a Tesla or any electric vehicle has been parked in the cold for extended periods of time, there are some losses from battery capacity until it warms up. One of the primary improvements to the app is the charging tab. Tesla will display the portion of the battery that is unavailable to do the battery pack's cold temperature directly in the charging slider. The tick marks are now displayed at 10% intervals that are always visible. Previously, there was only displayed when the slider was being moved. Tesla has also added the capacity to manage charging membership, a service in which owners can get lower pricing on charging. Tesla is also launching a new feature to help some homeowners with rooftop solar to charge their vehicles when excess solar power has come about. Cadillac is going after Tesla's clientele in a not-so-subtle way by setting up test drives directly at Tesla's supercharger stations, and they've started in China, but I could totally see that coming here to the U.S. Not only will you find Tesla owners at stations, but they will have to be there for a little while with not too much else to do, and Cadillac of China saw an opportunity to capitalize. Sure enough, Tesla drivers were spotted getting quick test drives in the electric SUV, the Cadillac Lyriq, while waiting for their own to charge. It's not the first time the companies have directly targeted Tesla and its customers to try to sell their own electric vehicles. BMW, Nissan, and others have made campaigns that include print or online ads trying to get attention by pulling on the coat strings of the king. Electrek takes a ride in the Nissan Ariya e-Force, the custom-programmed all-wheel drive version of the popular crossover EV segment. The 23 Nissan Ariya is not really leading EVs in any performance category, but where it can stand out to the consumers is with the e-Force, so long as the consumers experience it themselves. We put the Ariya through its paces wherever possible, and stuck to every curve, wet road, and everything else using the very advanced technology, accelerating much harder than usual through turns and pushing, trying to force it to slide, to no avail. Out of everything in the compact SUV, the e-Force is definitely the most impressive and exciting feature. Although the vehicle seems fairly unimpressive in other ways, the tailored control for all-wheel drive is quite impressive on a variety of roads. Nissan still has close to 20 models that they need to introduce in the next 7 years, and we are anxiously awaiting this tech on more electric vehicles. Volkswagen will be selling battery cells to Ford Motor Company. Ford has already bought full vehicle platforms from Volkswagen, but VW's battery company called PowerCo looks to meet half of their own demand with cells and then selling to third parties, now announced being Ford. Going straight to the source and shifting to vertical integration, Volkswagen signed an agreement with Canada last year to acquire raw materials needed for EV batteries as they move to qualify for the U.S. tax credit. The Volkswagen Group recently intensified their EV efforts, investing nearly 200 billion euros over the next 5 years to ramp up production. A big chunk of the investment is going towards scaling battery production, just like this. The automaker wants to be one of the premium global battery suppliers in the future, and they're throwing a lot of money at this goal. Mazda is getting some new leadership. With the new CEO, Masahiro Moto, there will be a keener focus on the North American market, about 30% of their total sales, particularly U.S., where the larger SUVs and crossovers are selling very well. Mazda will look to electrify those options moving forward, with hopes to regain some market share and reach its 2030 target of 20 to 45% of global sales being all electric. Good luck, guys. Last November, Mazda announced an $11 billion investment in electrification. Now, this is despite them only having one electric model that I have lambasted several times on the show. The automaker states that their investment could enable EV production on U.S. soil as early as 2026 or 27, meaning those particular EVs would qualify for the federal tax credit under the Inflation Reduction Act. Mazda is going to have to move fast, very fast, to meet their goals. Let's take a look at the Chinese market for a little bit. The first images of the tiny SUV in China have surfaced from a joint venture between General Motors, SAIC, and Wuling. This company has been outselling Tesla by making little econo-boxes for the Chinese market called the Wuling Hongguang Mini. But now, like the Mini Cooper, they are slated to make an SUV version of a tiny car. The images show what looks like a tiny Bronco. They're saying it'll have a top speed of about 62 miles an hour and get 188 miles of range, according to the CLTC conditions. But who knows what that will really mean? The next story, from the Middle Kingdom, comes from Google's competitor, Baidu. Their subsidiary, called Apollo Go, has received a permit to offer fully driverless rides in Beijing, expanding their autonomous ride-hailing services to three other major cities in China. They say that they're already providing an average of over 20 rides per day in the zone, which is a higher-than-daily average rides for the total ride-hailing services. The initial footprint for a driverless robotaxi will be 60 square kilometers, but they say that they will eventually expand. Having taken a human taxi in Beijing myself, I can say with confidence that this would be an amazing feat for a computer to accomplish. In today's community comment found on YouTube, a few of you noted that the Volkswagen Bug made a splash in the American market, despite the size contrary to the norm. That is a really good point. Some time ago, I mentioned that the average consumer in the States may never really experience the efficiency aha moment that I did some long ago. But I still hold out hope. If vehicles like the Aptera ever stood a chance, it would be now, during the transportation revolution, that we are watching unfold. Thanks for sticking with me, and thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.